So last night was the last night. It was more afternoon. This is more of a afternoon. You know, it's funny. We do the show. See, we do the show where it's almost like a it's almost like a morning program, and all the other talk shows, they do their show later in the day. That's the funny thing. They all do their show later in the day. We do ours first thing in the morning. They do theirs later in the day. And most of them are on the East Coast. And the ones that are not on the East Coast, they do theirs at night. Seriously, they do their shows at night. So for us, we'll have breaking news and things of that nature that happen at the end of the program, or that happens right when we go off. We'll get done. I'll be in the gym. I'll be doing whatever. As Trump would say, whatever. And something will break or something will happen. And I'll go, oh, man, got to talk about that. If I was on the air, I'd be able to talk about it. If the show was done later, we'd be able to discuss that. So a bunch of things happened yesterday that we didn't get to talk about that I wanted to kind of run through real quick. Before we get to the town halls that were done last night, which if you didn't see them, they were really good. They were really good. A lot better than the Cruz, Rubio, Carson town hall. But we'll get to that later. I just want to burn through some of these things. So yesterday we talked about Glenn Beck. We did a little segment on Glenn Beck. And I kind of want to circle back to Glenn Beck. Because I'm telling you, if Ted Cruz feels the same way Glenn Beck does, Ted Cruz might be as unhinged as Glenn Beck is. Seriously. Now, yesterday we talked about Glenn Beck at a church, because that's where Cruz and Beck are trolling for voters. So they're trolling for voters. They go to churches. They do. They go to churches. They go to churches and scare them. They scare them. They go to churches and they say, basically, if you don't vote for Ted Cruz, the world's going to end. Because Donald Trump will be president. He's the Antichrist, And your kids will have no future because there will be no Earth. Forget. Forget. Global warming. Global warming is nothing. Donald Trump will destroy the planet. So that's what they're telling all of these churchgoers. You know, talking about the South. You know, you're talking about the Carolinas. You're talking about the Georgias. You're talking about places where people pray with snakes. They pray with snakes. I'm not making this up. They do the whole preaching with snakes. It's bizarre, I know. So, Beck, who did a whole vote Ted Cruz, God wants this to happen, yada, 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 was on Rare Form. When he was talking about Scalia. Now you got to listen to this. This is on his, it's on the radio. Okay. So he's doing like a call in. So this was his thoughts when he heard the news that Scalia had just died. So, are you ready? This is some pretty wild stuff. I first thought, okay, God, thank you. Thank you for that. And then I remembered it was exactly the same thing that I felt when Hurricane Sandy hit. And I remember we were trying to go up and help campaign that weekend for Mitt Romney. And Sandy hit, and we couldn't go up. We couldn't get any flights up. And when they were walking on the beach like two lovers, and I thought to myself, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. What is your plan? So I don't want to assume that I know his plan, but I will tell you this. I thought when this happened, after I got past the thank you to God, I thought, you're welcome. I just woke the American people up. I took them out of the game show moment and woke enough of them up to say, look at how close your liberty is being lost. You now have lost your liberty. You replace one guy, and you know, you have 5-4 decisions in the other direction. Just with this one guy, you've lost liberty. So you'd better elect somebody that's going to put somebody on the court, because for the next 30 years, if you don't, the Constitution as you know it, and Pat, you and I have said this for a long time, the Constitution is hanging by a thread. That thread has just been cut, and the only way that we survive now is if we have a true constitutionalist for president. Was that just some bizarro, weird? I mean, X said he used to be an alcoholic and he used to do drugs. I don't know the full Glenn Beck history, but he's clean, he's sober, and you know, he's a gazillionaire, talk show pioneer. Okay, well, listen, when I read this, I think to myself, what is he smoking? What is he? Is he drinking again? Is this guy drinking again? Is he smoking it? What the hell is he on? What is going on with this guy? What is going on with this guy? I'm walking on the beach, lovers, thank Lord. What is going on? What's going on? Seriously. What is going on? This is insane. Insane. This is just insane. And then he carries on talking about a conversation he had with a friend of his. I said, David, have you ever seen this in American history? And he said, no. This is the cycle that we've always talked about. You go from slavery to entitlement to freedom to abundance to apathy to slavery again. And he said, if we're in apathy, we're over. I don't think we're there. All indications are that we're in apathy. But this could wake enough people up. The ones who are apathetic are the church. What? Listen, unless I'm reading this snake charming stuff wrong, it's out there. Come on, man. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this is the president? No, seriously. So if this is a Cruz surrogate, if this is what evangelicals are like, come on, man. Seriously? Seriously. Come on. Then he continues, and the exit poll showed that the church did wake up. The church did come out to support Cruz. Not as many as are claiming to be Christians. There's still a lot of Christians sitting at home. But Iowa shows that they did wake up. They wake up in South Carolina. If they wake up in Nevada. They wake up across the South. Then we're not in apathy. And we don't go home in slavery. The country is lost. It will be lost because of the Christians. There will be no one else to blame. You can't blame the progressives. You can't blame the left. You can't blame Hillary Clinton. You can't blame anyone else but the Christians who are not living and voting their principles. Wow. Wow. So God killed Scalia so that Christians would wake up and vote for Ted Cruz. And they've almost woken up. Almost woken up. They're still a little groggy. I gotta, kind of like when your mom tells you you gotta get ready for church, and you're like, I just want to sleep in today, mom. It's like, no, you gotta go to church. No. And you go to church, and you're just trying to just fall back asleep. You got your eyes closed. You got your horrible little suit on that your mom makes you wear. and you can't really get into a good little nap because you keep getting up, sitting down. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. That's like Glenn Beck's talking about waking up. He knows. Wake up, Christians. Wake up. Wake up. God killed Scalia. He would wake up and vote for Ted Cruz. Is that just, come on, man. Come on, you guys. He's just nuts. He's nuts. Is that what all the evangelicals, is that what all the Jesus freaks sound like? Seriously. Seriously. You got to think about it this way. So if Ted Cruz, if Ted Cruz really thinks this, see, Ted, as far as I'm concerned, and hey, maybe I'm the only one thinking this, according to South Carolina polling from NBC, Ted Cruz is almost in first place now. No other poll shows that, but NBC does. That's why if you go to MSNBC, their scrolling headlines are, Ted Cruz closes the gap on Donald Trump. New poll. The poll fits their narrative. The poll fits what they want it to say. So maybe, hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But this Glenn Beck rambling speech or whatever the hell it is, Scalia was killed by God so Ted Cruz can get elected and all the Christians need to wake up, because if they don't wake up and Ted Cruz loses, it's their fault, slaves. With slaves. And there you actually have people that are kind of outraged. Oh, he said God killed Scalia to help Ted Cruz. What about talking about being slaves? Slaves. What are you talking about? The God killed Scalia to help Ted Cruz? That kind of fits with other Bible thumper talkers. You know, the Pat Robertson, you know, when they say, God created AIDS to kill homosexuals. And you're just like, well, how do you explain all the people that are not homosexual that get AIDS? Well, they're fornicators. Okay, well, how do you explain kids? I don't know. How do you explain somebody that goes to the dentist? How do you explain AIDS in somebody that hasn't had anal sex with a man or a street hooker? Well, a guy. God killed Scalia to help Ted Cruz. That's kind of like a common theme. I'm just curious about the whole slavery thing. How does slavery get into the picture? Where's the slavery? It won't be progressives. It won't be the left. It won't be Hillary Clinton. It will be you, Christians. We will be slaves because of you. Whoa. Hey, what do you mean, slaves? Like roots? Like that type of slave? Like Kunta Kente slave? Or if I try to run away, they cut my foot off? That type of slave? What kind of slave are you talking about? I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to be boiled in hot oil. I don't want that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be I don't want to be Strom Thurmond's butler. What's going on here? What's going on? But back to my point. And I do have a point. To me, either way you look at this Glenn Beck episode, which is the second episode of Wackiness, Ted Cruz is really unfit. He's unfit to be a senator. Besides the fact that he's Canada, he wasn't born here. Besides the Canada issue, either Ted Cruz believes this wacky Jesus stuff. Seriously. Either Ted Cruz believes this wacky Jesus stuff, because you got to imagine surrogates, friends, people that are close to you, for the most part, have the same likes, have the same interests, share the same thoughts on different issues, right? If you got somebody that's your friend or speaking for you, one would have to assume that they agree or, for the most part, agree with the things that you say. So either Ted Cruz believes this wacky type of Jesus stuff, everything from yesterday that Glenn Beck was saying and what he's saying today, or Ted Cruz is a fraud. He's doing anything, saying anything, being anything to get elected. He's that snake oil salesman. He's that preacher from the 80s, the Jim Bakers. He's the guys that own the mega churches and have the private jets, and they bring people up and they heal them. What is it, Benny Hinn? Another one of those tele-evangelists. I mean, that's what Ted Cruz is. So he's either mentally unstable, and he actually believes God killed. This is all God's plan. He killed Anthony Scalia so that the good people, the good Christians in America, would see that I am their leader. I'm like a modern version of Jesus. Yes. He believes that, which is frightening, or he's a Benny Hinn, Jim Baker televangelist. Just a sleazy, scummy, fake, vile human being that feeds off of people's hope and faith in spirituality and believing in a higher power, believing that there is an afterlife, believing that an almighty creator put everybody on this earth for a purpose, that creator is responsible for air, water, everything. And so Ted Cruz is taking advantage of those people that are just looking to believe in something, something to reinforce that belief of something that they can't physically see. They can't see God. They can't see Jesus. But if they're being told that this guy, Ted Cruz, is like a modern-day Jesus, and he's going to lead them all to the promised land, and their survival and their kids' survival depend on this person becoming president. And if they don't make this person president, if they don't get up and vote, they will all become slaves. It's very biblical. It's very biblical. Referencing biblical time and the slaves back then. I'm not even talking about black slaves. I'm talking about biblical times. The slaves back then. It's very, very, very creepy. It's bad news. It's bad news. And that's Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz. And we'll see if South Carolinians are falling for all this Jim Baker huckster Pat Robertson stuff. We'll see. According to NBC, they are falling for it. But we all know how those NBC polls go.